Chapter 67. February 14th of year 19. Adam, wake up! Eve stands next to his couch and shakes his shoulder. Jolted out of his sleep, he asks groggily, "What's going on?" He looks at his watch. "It's 4 o'clock. What do you want?" He sees Eve frowning and realizes she's very worried. "Marchenko's still not back," she exclaims. "He's probably glad to be rid of us for a while and is exploring the signal source to his heart's delight. I'm sure he would have contacted us. We will just ask Marchenko too, and then we'll know." "No, Adam, I don't trust him. I don't know why, but I don't." Adam sits up and thinks, Eve and her strange intuitions. "This can't go on," he says. "We need some facts. Let's look over the room once more." He points upward, and Eve's gaze follows his index finger. There's the hatch that Marchenko too mentioned yesterday. "Computer," Eve says. "No, don't, otherwise Marchenko too will notice what we're up to," Adam says. "I'm sure we can open the hatch manually." He looks around. There's a handle next to the latch, and it might be enough if he pulls on it. However, the handle is at a height of 3 meters. If they push the table from the wall to the middle of the room and he stands on it and lifts Eve upward, it should work. He describes his plan to Eve. 1 minute later, the hatch opens and the ladder slides down. Both of them jump from the table and slide it to the side to make room for the ladder. "Let's go," Adam says. "Are we allowed to do this?" Eve says. "Marchenko too invited us, don't you remember?" Adam climbs up first. They enter a chamber with a dome-shaped roof that is considerably lower than the ceiling of the command module below them. Couches are to the right and left, neatly covered with bed linens. There are 2 monitors, both turned off, and also 2 chests that probably store the other Adam and Eve's personal belongings. Adam tries to open one of them, but it has a code lock. "Come on, help me," he says. Eve bends down and looks at the lock. It has a keypad for entering numbers. She pushes 1, then 2, 3, and 4. Nothing happens. Then Eve tries the combination 0000, and the lock opens. "Wow, cool," Adam says. He lifts the lid of the chest. It even has a built-in light. He sees a single screw at the bottom. Otherwise, the chest is empty. He goes to the other chest, which is also locked. "I don't think we have to open it," Eve says, and he agrees with her. They've seen enough. "Marchenko to base!" Marchenko's voice sounds from the loudspeaker in the command module. The two of them hurry down. Marchenko too is already answering. "This is the base," he says. "What took you so long?" "Marchenko's coming back," Adam thinks. He is relieved and at the same time surprised about this feeling. Adam smiles at Eve, but she does not smile back. "Something is wrong here," she whispers to him. "We can only talk about it with our Marchenko when he's actually standing in front of us." Adam feels unsure. At first he assumes Marchenko will solve the problem, but then he starts feeling doubts. "There were a few problems here," they hear the voice from the loudspeaker, "but I managed to solve them." "What about Adam and Eve?" the Marchenko too asks. "They wanted to stay out here a little longer." "Didn't you tell them we have guests?" "You know what they are like, always following their own ideas," says Marchenko, then utters a booming laugh over the radio. To Adam's ears, it sounds labored and fake. But half an hour later, Marchenko actually comes out of the airlock, while Adam watches him closely. There is no doubt it is Jay's body from which the last drops of seawater are dripping, forming a small puddle underneath. "And what did you find?" Adam asks. "There is a transmitter, just as I thought," Marchenko replies. "But it is no longer active." "What was the other Adam trying to open?" "He wanted to repair the power supply, and suspected it was located in the pedestal. But that is made of solid metal and can't be opened." "Next time you should take us with you," Eve interjects. "I definitely want to practice using my gills," Eve interjects.
"Did you say gills?"
Marchenko says, hesitating for a moment.
"Yes, sure, you can practice with your gills."
"Do you actually have them with you?" Adam asks, realizing this is a test. "I thought you left them behind in our last camp." Eve looks surprised. She is really good at this, Adam thinks.
"I specifically asked you to pack them and bring them along," Eve says with feigned disappointment. "Marchenko, don't tell me you forgot too."
She sits down in her seat and pouts. The robot body shrugs. "I'll check on it later," he says. "If I left them behind,
I'll make you some new ones.